Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming with another podcast. And let us say a word of prayer. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you for another evening. We just thanking you, Father, for the day. We thank you for getting us through the day. For this is the day that you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we are grateful. We are thankful for what you have done. We thank you for the strength that you have given to us. We just ask your Father, forgive us of our sins. The ones that we do, ones that we don't know we're going to do, those that, Father, you know all things. And we just ask for your forgiveness. We just thank you, Jesus Christ, for giving us strength of the day. Strength every single day. Protection. And we thank you. Father, go in nursing homes, hospitals, Father. Touch those who need a touch. And Father, we ask, Father, that you bring those in that don't know you. So we thank you. And we thank you for all that you do. And we just thank you for being on the network, because you are the network. And we say thank you again. We praise you, Jesus Christ. And we say thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'll tell you, that song, that's going to be a new one for a minute. I'll tell you, that's going to be a new song that's going to be played for a minute. I was blessed with that song last Thursday. You know, I woke up in the morning, got to say, you know, testifying to that. I woke up in the morning, you know, I was looking at the phone and I saw this message that someone had sent me, and I looked at it and I said, hey, I didn't recognize, you know, they send me, you know, videos and things like that. And sometimes I don't recognize who they're talking about. So they sent me this video and with this song on there. And I listened to it and it perked me up. Now, I've heard the song before, but I didn't know who sang it. And I was just so blessed by it that morning of getting up and looking at the phone and seeing it and playing it. And it's, believe it, for the day, that was a good day. And it just seems like since that, you know, hearing that song, I'll tell you, I was blessed by it. So I said, well, you know what? Basically, I know that I'll be playing that for a minute. So I'm truly grateful for that song. Well, another podcast here on today. And I'll tell you, this one here, I did have a little bit of it come from one of the books that I published, and myself and my the co-author, Darlene. And so, you know, I was thinking about taking this title a while back. I thought it was actually another title. And then this one, I realized that I didn't do yet. So I said, okay, so it's time to do this topic. And this topic, the entitlement of this topic is Grief and Denial. Oh, yeah. Grief and denial. Well, you know, I always start off with my disclaimer of how grief is just not graveyard grief, but grief bothers people. And grief affects every day. And because we live in a fallen world, guess what? We have some grief all the time. So grief is not just death. It's just not. So that's always my disclaimer when I come on. I always talk about grief, because I handle grief in different ways. And I don't just see grief in death. So I take different issues and I compile them. And I compile those issues that they relate in any way to grief. So that's why lots of times I take different words, different subjects, and I apply them to where grief is appropriate. So this one on tonight, as I said, that my colleague, co-author Darlene Nolan, who did a book with me, and it was called Grief to Growth. And you can get that book on Amazon. And, I just kind of found this out. Don't know how, but I just kind of found it out. You know, a few months back, I was trying to, another testimony, so to speak. And a few months back, I was trying to get some of the books that I published on Barnes & Noble's. And so I think it was Thursday or Friday, actually. I think it was actually Friday. Like I said, you know, there's things that have been happening, and, you know, God has been good, and He's good anyway. But I think it was Friday, and I was doing something, and I have no clue why I started thinking about Barnes and Nobles. And so while I was thinking about Barnes and Nobles, I was trying to, a few months ago, start an account with them. And the intention of course, was to get the books on to Barnes and Noble. And I kind of got a little, I guess, kind of confused with some of the process and stuff. Look, I don't know everything, but I do try to get the information out so that people can get blessed by it. And so I was doing something, and I went on to my account and stuff, and I got in there, and I noticed that two of the books are on Barnes and Nobles. And I said, wow, I didn't even know that. And I was like, well, I didn't recall downloading it because I was having issues in reference to trying to download it. So I was just kind of like, wow. So to see the two books on Barnes and Nobles, I just said, thank you, Lord. So that's a testimony in itself. I was trying to get the others up there. We'll see what happens. I'm doing that, and I'm in the process now. So we'll see what happens with that. All right. So this podcast, Grief and Denial, and one of the books, Grief to Growth, talks about a little chapter of denial. That's one of the mirrored words in the book. The book takes certain words that Darlene and I, we use to give people a chance to kind of look at grievous moments and words that are applied in grief and that you see often. And denial was one of them. So as we know, I'm faith-based, and so therefore, you know, I use scriptures in what I do. So the scripture that I chose for this podcast and this subject was Matthew 16:24. And it reads thus wise. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So, you know, as I was talking, you know, about this issue of denial, let's understand something, that people do it. Okay. And people even denying that they do it. And is it a part of life, one would say, if people want it to be? Because people don't want to, in areas that they are uncomfortable with, they don't want to look at certain areas. And so when they don't want to look at certain areas of life, it could be something that maybe happened in the past, something that they thought happened, they don't want to look at it, and some will even refuse it. And so would that be, is somebody not wanting to look at it, not even wanting to think about it and review it? It is a denial, and it's a denial because they don't want to look at that. And within that there is something going on. And what that is that's going on within them is that uncomfortability. And there's something even more with that. So in looking at this scripture, when we were looking at this scripture, and even us as believers, that we have something that we have to do, and when we do it, we have to put Christ in it all. And that is denying ourselves. Oh yeah, denying ourself. And that is when we deny ourselves, what we've got to do is we have to look at the facts. We have to look at truth. And so in denial, we don't want to do that. But you see, that's what has to be changed. And the grief part of the denial piece is that it will bother you. And at some point, it will affect you. And yeah, it will affect people because guess what? You know, we sometimes, when we behave and how we behave, you don't think people know. You don't think people know. Well, guess what? They do. And people study. You have some people that study other people. And they can see reactions of how people behave. And even down to how they communicate. And so they can see and they can view and observe that there's something going on. And a lot of times it's denial. And so in that area of denial, and that's that grievous part. And then that person not wanting to look at such. But you see, being a believer, that when we have to deny ourselves and getting that got to deal, you know, this dealing with that area of us that, you know, just won't do and need to come out, expose, call it what you want, and bring out the truth. And so, you know, we got to understand that we got to take up that cross and bring out that truth and the issue and whatever it may be. It may be an issue in your life. I guess it can be a sin, something, of course, a sin that we do. And we got to turn it over to Him. So we got to deny ourselves, okay? And so in denying ourselves, and what we have to do is we have to turn it over to the Lord and follow Him. Now, in this area of denial and looking at the truth, and why people don't want to look at it. Well, most of the time, people don't want to look at it because that inner peace is afraid. Yeah, I said it. That inner peace is fearful. And what's to be so fearful about, somebody may say? Well, they don't want somebody to know. They don't want somebody to know that situation, it's bothering them. And it may be bothering them in a way that they're embarrassed. Mm-hmm. And may be ashamed of what the situation may be. And also, too, may be guilty. Mm-hmm. And may be guilty of that thing. And so what they'll do with that is that they will deny it. And they'll act like, and some people do this now, they do. And some people will act like it never happen. And again, it's a grievous thing to have to go through this. And let me tell you, when other people know it, when other people know it and other people see that denial. And then so when other people see it and hey, look, definitely it can be a problem in relationships. It affects communication. It affects relationships and it affects life. Mm-hmm. And so in denial, these things can affect, and they can affect courses in our lives and the way that our lives go. Oh yeah, denial is not a little word. It might just look like a little word, but it's a word that's around. It's a word that people know, and it's a word that's most a lot of times is used. Okay, so that fear that person has, sometimes that fear is intense. Sometimes, you know, people try to play it off. And sometimes people try to play off denial, like, oh, everything is hunky-dory and everything is good and everything is right. And because in within their minds, that's what they want to think. Now, you know, somebody, you know, have may even think about in a sense, well, you know, well, wonder if that person really believes in their minds that situation is true, because you have people that they really believe it. But you know what? Let me say something about that. That a lot of times when people do that, when they do that kind of situation, you know, they have fixated themselves to believe it. And they fixated themselves to believe that very thing that it is that they want to believe. You notice that I said they, that they want to believe that thing, and because they don't want to get the subject out, they don't want to talk about the matter for whatever the cause may be, that they can easily program it within their own minds that, you know what, like it never happened. Like they don't believe it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to deal with it. And they do. And so you see people respond in this manner with denial. Now, do you see how big that denial is? And with denial, a lot of times people play the blame game. They play the blame game with the denial that they have. Because you know what? They'll easily say, not me. But you know, they'll easily say, well, it's the other person. And then you know what? Say, well, guess what? They're in denial. And it's them. And so you see these things happen. You see, I don't know why. I'm thinking like a chessboard, so to speak, that the pieces are going round and round and round. But you see, in denial, you see, this is just how much grief can do. And this is just how much grief is in such a word of denial. I said a lot. So in denial, you know, it, you see how it can be troublesome. You see what denial can do and see how denial can affect a situation. Easy. And then how, with that denial, how that denial can affect life. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, in scripture, that there are some, you know, some scriptures that even others, some examples that there are some in the Bible that even faced denial. Okay, I'm just going to give a few and just give you, you know, the scriptures that you look, you know, you look in the scriptures and you'll find these people that experience this denial. Daniel, okay, Daniel denying himself of the king's food. He's one. Those Hebrew boys, because they, you know, hey, look, they was not going to do what they were told to do, okay? Bow. They wasn't doing it, okay? They knew who they served. Didn't do it, right? We got Paul. Got Paul in denying also as well, okay? So just a few just for you to look at. So in any area with that denial and with those that we looked at, you know, those in the scriptures, guess what? You know, the denying of the self, the denying of the self to expose, to get out the truth so that denial does not have to stay there, because it doesn't have to be. People want it to, but it don't have to stay. Well, you know, somebody may, what do I really do with this denial? Face it, okay? How about facing it? How about facing that denial, whatever it is? Oh, somebody, not me. Is that, but you see, right away, when you, I'm not facing it, I'm not looking at it, it's not me, it's them. And see, right there. There you go. That flesh right there, that got to go. And so we need to face it and face it with the truth. Once it's out to the truth, then we can begin to see how it can be dealt with. But we got to first get that truth out. It's like kind of like pulling the tooth, so to speak. That denial, if we don't bring it out, guess what's going to happen? It's going to remain grief. It's going to remain that state of grief. It's like I said, in grief, because we live in a fallen world. And you see, and how with sin, you keep it going. It keep it going. And it keeps going. And that's what sin do. It keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going until we get to know Jesus. And he helps us to overcome sin. And with denial, we need to look at it, we need to face it, and work on it, and let Jesus help us. And for those that don't know Jesus, get to know him so he can help you to get through this denial. Face it. Now, like I said, I took some of this from the book that myself and Darlene did in reference to this matter. And we took a page in Grief to Growth. I'm just going to give a quote from what we said about it. Okay? In the word of denial, we said, it's only coming back. Don't do it. Denial will make one never look at whatever it is, because one does not believe what really is. Yeah. Does not believe what really is. And a lot of times, again, that's what I was saying before, that person wants to look at that like, I don't want to look at that. And what really, really is. One does not believe what really is. So, you know, they'll try to hold on to it. It's only coming back. Don't do it. Guess what? That's almost like a good closing. Don't do it. Denial will make one never look at whatever it is. Denial will do that. And we took a scripture. We took Luke 9:23 that says, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. That flesh, you got to deny yourself. You got to deal with this denial and take up his cross daily and follow me. Working on that denial. If you got to do it on a daily basis, because guess what? It's coming back. It's coming back. And you know, when I think about the denial, I think about a lot of guilt. I think about a lot of guilt that people have and don't want to look at that either. Don't want to look at the guilt that is going on. You know something? Let's face it, as I always say, everyone grieves something. Are you in denial about anything? I don't care what it is. Jesus can fix it. Jesus can fix it. But you got to want it fixed. You got to want it fixed. You got to want to handle that grievous area in your life. And so with this topic, I say, don't do it. It's coming back. It's coming back. Work on it. Ask Jesus to help you. And he will. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come thanking you again. We just thank you, Father, whoever is experiencing any denial in whatever it is, may you touch them. May you convict and help them to see and expose so that the truth will come forward. We want to thank you for that victory. For whoever is in denial in whatever it is, we thank you. We praise you. And we say thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hey, it's like a fight. It's like a fight to do it. But you know what? It can be done. Enjoy the rest of the song.